So there are experiences that you can receive from God. You know, you see the Old Testament, the Jews, the Shekinah glory would show up in the temple. You even see, I saw at the camp, said some of the members of the camp were prophesying. And the priest class said, I would to God that all Israel would prophesy, you know. And you see in the New Testament, the day of Pentecost, you see people had the gift to heal people. You see all kinds of gifts, you know. You see angels show up on the scene. You see, even to the unsaved, what was it, Ichabod? To that one king who was crazy. What did that signified? You've been weighed in the balances. You've been weighed in the balances and found wanting. God wrote it on the wall with his finger. The finger of God showed up in the room. So there are experiences, and to deny it is delusional. God allows you to, you know, who was it? He picked up and took him to the temple, showed him a vision of the priest class doing evil stuff in the chamber. He translated one person, who was it? Peter, to the Ethiopian, and Enoch translated him to give him the gospel. There are supernatural things. So when I tell you that I saw the Shekinah glory, what do you think is going to happen when somebody sees the Shekinah glory? What do you think is going to happen? The Bible says when you see Jesus, you'll be like him. You saw the Old Testament priest class. They took care of the temple, right? They took care of the temple. And one of the priests went in once a year before the veil was rent. Now the veil is rent, and you can go in boldly to the throne of grace. Walking by faith is what this is about. But I think God has to test you to see if you're going to walk by faith in all different situations. And I've been through a lot of situations in my life before that Shekinah glory showed up. By the grace of God, I held on to the faith. I know I'm going to, because Christ in you. It's not me, it's Christ. For many years, you think, I'm going to endure. I'm going to hang on to the faith in my own power, you know. But really, it's not your power. It's Christ in you. You're sealed until the day of redemption. But you make a choice to follow Christ. Your loyalty's to Christ. And you see the tribulation saints, even when they cut their head off, their loyalty's to Jesus. When your loyalty is settled, and you've been tested many times, maybe that's when you get the experience. I don't know. But I know one thing. I learned a lot more after Saul's kind of glory, because I was starting to see the whole truth everywhere in all things. I saw that this is a holographic reality, and the trees, the leaves, the signs are everywhere. Everything points back to the cross, the blood of his cross. Before I saw that, before I had that experience, I saw 666 everywhere. I was studying 666 because it says in Revelation, count the number of the beast. So I started counting the number of the beast. And I could see it in all, I could see it all over the place. And that's when I prayed. I said, Lord, looks like the devil, I know he's not, but looks like the devil's winning. And then God showed up on the scene. After he said it is right in front of you twice, within a 6 month interval, a month or two later, it was a February of 2012, Shekinah Glory showed up and downloaded all this information. And I could, it took me like 9 months before I could even just function normal again. And it took me about 7 years before I could function and not be heavenly minded only. I mean, I went to a, went through an extreme. Now I can balance it. I can balance both worlds. I don't like this world, but I'm not depressed about it. I know it's just temporary. I know it's object lessons. I know this is a 3D book. It's a, like a movie or a simulation or a video game. We're like characters in a, on a page. That's why you're called a, that's why you have character. Every person is per the sun. Every sentence preaches Jesus. The period behind the sentence preaches Christ. Why do you think a woman has a period every month? Because Eve dropped her down in sin. There has to be a type and a shadow of the blood. Every month she has a period. And if you look the word period up, it goes back to the blood, unfold it. The moon means blood, 28 days. The moon goes around the earth 28 days. And so there's your 28-day cycle in Eve. Moon means blood. It represents menstrual cycle. And notice the word menstrual is men, ST rule, snake on the cross rule. She was dropped down when Adam and Eve came on the scene because of what Eve did. She was dropped down to under the man's authority. Pain in childbearing, many sorrows, and your husband shall rule over you. And you can fight it all day long, or you can submit to it and just deal with it. The more we submit to the fact, you know, I could be mad that I'm stuck in a simulation, but I'm not. I'm just submitting to the, it's all fake. Even Paul said, give honor to whom honor's due. Even though you're higher than this place is just the law, the blue letter law. This place is just rules and laws and touch not, taste not, handle not. You're higher than that. You're seated in the heavenlies. You're not under the blue letter law sky anymore. You're seated in the heavenlies. But while you're here, you can either be mad about it or submit to it. You're in series. You're in sequence. While you're here, you might as well renew your mind. You might as well take the inner man and learn something in the inner man and look at everything as an object lesson. And you're in the book. You're in a 3D book. You're in a 3D version of the Bible. It's so obvious, not even funny. If you really cut off the noise and get by yourself for a while, you'll start to see every thought that you have is reflecting back in a storyline the next day. I was trying to figure it out for many years. I thought, why is this reflecting back in a different situation? Why is this thought reflecting back in a different situation as this thought? Well, it took me many years. Because what happens is kind of like a dream. So you go about your day, right? Then you fall asleep. You have a dream. But it's not matching up exactly like the experience when you were awake. So the thoughts you have will reflect the next day or 4 hours or 8 hours or next week or something. The thoughts you have will reflect back like a dream. It creates a storyline. Everything is a storyline because of the story of the cross. Everything is a storyline because of the story of the cross. everything reflects. Okay, so let's say you do something, say something, think something, whatever. You reap what you sow. It's a reap what you sow reality. Farmer, family, everything is a copy machine. So let's say you're thinking something, doing something, acting a certain way. It's going to play out the next day, but it's going to play out in a storyline that you didn't expect. But it's going to play out. Because everything... What was that video I did yesterday? Everything is a... prediction, pre-said, pre-saw, pre-see, pre-word. Everything is a prediction. And you know it's true because God sent his son, the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So it was all pre-written, prediction. Goes back to pre-word, pre-saw, pre-see, pre-seen. Pre-spoken. I heard a noise. In other words, everything that appears, there has to be speech or a spoken situation before it appears. Because in the beginning was the Word. And the more words you speak, the more you create a storyline for the next day.